Hello and welcome to Strangecast episode 68.
When it's over, it's over.
Yes, indeed. And as you are hearing this on the other side of the divide, Happy New Year from us to you.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. We're recording this on New Year's Eve, so we haven't even had New Year's Day yet. But
yeah. Close enough.
Close enough.
Yeah.
And we will open our traditional drink and such.
Yep. It's in the fridge waiting.
Excellent. But in the meantime, how's your Christmas week been?
It has been crazy.
Yeah, just
crazy, busy. But we had a lovely Christmas day, didn't we?
We did. And if you saw a mountain of shadow over your head most of Christmas Day, that was my belly.
Yeah, you ate so much meat that I don't think you ate anything else. You didn't have any cheese, any pudding. It was just meat
and potatoes.
And
I mean, that in itself is Christmas bread and butter. Meat, potato.
Yeah. And gravy. That was your lot.
And boy, was it a lot.
Definitely was a lot.
It was epic.
We had such a nice day.
We did.
You then retired to your special chair.
I did.
And we all played games.
Apart from your mum.
No, she did play at one point. But she's not allowed to play that many of the games because she's too good. Her general knowledge is so good that we actually have to stop her from playing all the time because she just wins everything and it's no fun. Like, nobody has any chance at all.
Wow.
But we did have a really good day, didn't we?
We all got some good stuff, I think.
We did. You want to say what you got?
Yeah, all right. So I actually got a Switch 2 Pro Controller, which my daughter is currently using. And I'm not. I'll explain a bit more about why that is later, but I think I've probably been barred from using my own Switch for the foreseeable future.
You'll have to wait till they go back to school.
Yeah, that's a point.
Yeah.
Ha! Okay, I can get it back. I also got
your new toothbrush.
Yeah, I did. Lots of chocolate.
Loads of chocolate.
Socks and pants, because that's like an every year thing. I need those.
You got the expensive posh deodorant, Dior.
Yeah, I haven't used that yet. I'm using the old stuff first. And then I also got an aftershave as well, which I like, which is nice.
Got your remote control car.
Oh yeah, that's sat down to my right. I'm going to spend time with that. And you also got me a new mug.
Yeah.
Which is short and wide. Mug. Yeah.
Yeah, very it's nice. A little squat one, isn't it?
Yeah. I had
The new thermos mug.
Yes, that's true, because the one I had broke after years and years, but it was long lasting.
Yeah.
So these are the kind of things I get nowadays, and I'm happy with that. Suits me as I age slowly, like a fine wine. Speaking of wine, I did drink quite a bit of that on Christmas Day as well.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah,
it did. Went well with the turkey and sausage and bacon.
Mmm. Absolutely. And the salmon to start with.
I didn't
have... smoked salmon.
Oh, yes, I did.
You did have smoked salmon.
I did
you
have
had
smoked salmon.
Four pieces.
Oh, you're counting, I see.
No, but Alice did you two to begin with, and then I did you another two.
Oh, all right then.
That's how I know.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. What about you then? What did you get?
My favourite present from the kids was the Lego tuxedo cat.
And you had no idea it was coming?
I had no idea... It is huge. It is over 1,700 pieces, and it is absolutely amazing. And I have seen it and said multiple times how I would love that. But Lego is just not something that I ever... Like, I love Lego, and I used to love it when the kids were little and they would get Lego sets and they would either want me to build them or help building them, and then they would get bored, so then I would get to build them, and that was always great.
The Millennium Falcon?
Oh gosh, yeah, the Millennium Falcon. That was epic. And Alice had multiple sets and stuff. And one year my dad got for my sister and I a friend's Lego set that was a replica of the cafe that they all go and drink in, and a big like Christmas Lego set. But it's just really hard when you have those amazing Lego sets to then have somewhere to keep them.
Yeah.
So I've never, ever had my own Lego set. This is my first own Lego set. And they went all the way to Stratford.
Which I didn't know until Christmas Day.
No, I didn't know this either.
I just thought Westfield and I thought Shepherd's
Bush.
Yeah,
we thought they were going, which isn't far. So Shepherd's Bush is like a bus ride, half an hour bus ride away from us.
It's practically door to door.
Yeah. Stratford is...
not.
Yeah, either like a whole train, quite a long train, or multiple tubes. Like they went far for this. And it was the last one available in London. Like the next one is Bluewater, which is Essex. So it was the last, the very last one. And they went all the way and they bought it. And it is not cheap.
Nope.
And they were super excited to give it to me. So that just the best present.
You're going to have to open that this year.
Yeah, I haven't tackled it yet because I've been so busy and I just want to be able to like concentrate on it.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of colouring, you'll be building.
Exactly. So that's my like January project. I'm saving it so I can really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then my other favourite present, obviously, I got my headphones before Christmas. So that's why I'm not...
That doesn't count.
...technically
right?
including them.
It's got to be the hot water bottle.
No.
Oh, really?
No, it's my ABBA tickets.
Oh.
My sister got us tickets to go to the ABBA Voyage, which ABBA show in May. So we've got something to look forward to. So that's going to be really, really fun.
But the hot water bottle is up there.
The hot water bottle is a very good present. Do you know, I was thinking about this, and last year I got a lot of gifts to keep me warm. Like
you got
blankets. I got the slipper thing with the hot water bottle inside. There's always a theme because I get really cold in the winter. But this is it's an electric hot water bottle. So it isn't actually water. It's like gel inside that heats up when you plug it in, which is really good.
Really clever.
Yeah. Those are the favorites, I would say.
I would say so.
Yeah, well, we've had a really nice busy week.
Yeah.
And
then there was yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah, my sister came over. Yeah. Friend of the podcast.
Whose t-shirt I'm wearing, my Streamcast
t-shirt.
So am I. Yeah.
I am, under my jumper.
Great.
Because I'm a normal person who wears jumpers when it's freezing cold outside. Unlike
really?
Some people. Yeah.
I don't know who would do that.
Yeah, who? Yeah, she came over and we played games. We played Catchphrase, which was really fun.
And hard,
and then
apparently.
Yeah, really hard, actually. So Alice and I are really good at the TV show. We watch it together and we do really well. But the actual game was super hard. And then we played lots of Switch. And that leads us on to your Switch story with Alice.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I got an email from Nintendo a couple days ago. They said, try Donkey Kong Bonanza demo. So I downloaded it because I thought, well, it's a demo, and if it doesn't work, I'm not out any money. So I loaded it up, and it was very addictive because you just punch, bash, and smash your way through things. And you don't have to be able to see to do that. There are parts where you do have to, but for the bits I was in, it was just very enjoyable, very addictive. And you have half an hour to play it. And I said to Alice 2 days ago now, because she came down in the evening, hey, look at this, try this, and she liked it. And then yesterday when your sister came over, I said to her, you probably like this as well, especially after work. So I gave them controls and I had them play this game. And they got to much further than I would, of course, in the 30 minutes. Twice, not just once.
Well, they got like a little bit further each time, didn't they?
Yeah. And it got to the point they were like annoyed at the time limit. So I decided on a whim, I kind of impulse bought this game in its entirety. And what time did Charlotte leave? About 4?
No, it was about 5 because it was when we were going to the vet.
Right. So from 5 until bedtime, about 10.
Yeah.
Apart from eating, our daughter did not leave the sofa.
She actually did not move. And then she's been on it, what, for the last 2 hours?
Yes. She came down, she took the controller off the top of my PC.
Yeah.
And I'd left the Switch connected to the TV, which it's not usually. But yeah, the Switch is docked in its console mode and she's been bashing away at this. She's actually playing on the sofa behind us now with headphones in. having a great time. Yeah. But, and there's this phrase, isn't there, that the DK says, ooh, banana. And it's just
banana.
It's super catchy, and I just love hearing it. It never gets old.
It's really funny,
and it amuses me. So, yeah,
yeah, it is funny.
So I think I'm, and your sister's going to buy a Switch 2 now. We know this.
Well, I don't know because she looked at the price and got a bit scared. So I'm not sure if she'll be able to, but she's coming back on Friday to continue playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is why I think I've lost my Switch for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, but like I said, they'll go back to school, then you'll be fine.
Yeah. Alice is really sad about this. I know. I heard that.
Oh, dear.
You didn't.
It's all right. I won't let him ruin your place.
No, I won't do that.
But yeah.
It's great, though.
It is.
I'll have to get you playing it.
Yeah, anywhere near as good as she is. Jeez.
It's fun, though. It's just quite therapeutic to be able to smash, bash and crash things.
Yeah.
And even like the ground, you have to jump and you're powerful and you can smash through the ground and you can get into subterranean layers and all kind of things.
I must say, I'm not a big fan of like just watching people play video games. Like it doesn't really do anything for me. But I was really into watching her play yesterday.
It's a lot of family fun, this game.
It is.
And it has won some awards, I think, for being that this year. Because it came out in July, so it's quite a new game. But yeah,
it's fun.
It's great. All right, so tell us the answer to... someone got the answer to the quiz correct, I believe.
Oh, that was very close, Alice. Alice just said, is it a tangerine? The question was, what fruit is traditionally put in Christmas stockings? It's an orange.
Close.
So you're very close. A tangerine is basically an orange, just a fancier one. It is smaller, yeah. So well done. This week's question, we've gone for a New Year theme.
Nice.
In what year were fireworks first used for New Year's Eve?
Ooh, I like that.
Mm.
Okay.
Whether you're a fireworks fan or not,
yeah,
like
indeed.
Us.
Well, you on the other side of the divide, you'll have probably had your fill of them last night.
Ugh,
we've got
I'm
that all
it.
To come.
Yeah.
Joy.
It's only because of the animals. It's just so horrible for them.
Yes.
Just last night, there was in the sort of communal garden behind our house and next to our house, there was a family and they were letting off some little fireworks and stuff. The ones that kind of go psh really loud. And Penny was so scared. She was vibrating. Her body was shaking that much.
Yes.
And I get that people will say, oh, well, you know, it's just a short amount of time. Like it's fun and stuff. But when you're doing it that close to people's houses, because they were meters away from our house.
Which is the problem I have. I don't like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it right there.
Exactly. Right next to everybody's house. And just completely out of the blue. It's just really terrifying for them. And like my auntie's dog, she has basically had to be medically sedated most evenings since October. Because she lives in Manchester and there's a lot of students and things there and they've let off a lot of fireworks and continued from Guy Fawkes Night, so in November. And they basically just continue through until New Year. And her dog is so afraid and, you know, pees everywhere because she's so scared of them and everything and has anxiety and stuff. So she has to be heavily sort of sedated in the evenings just to sort of get her through. It's awful. It's really sad. So yeah.
Wow.
Go to have the big firework displays where you go somewhere, you know, not just in your garden next door to people.
Yeah, just keep it to public parks and things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Much
there you
better.
Go. It's my little rant about fireworks.
Well, when we lived in the tower block, because we were much higher than they could reach, it was less loud and therefore more enjoyable.
And we didn't have like, we weren't, well, obviously we're on the ground now, it's our little house, but we weren't, right next door and there was nowhere really around us where they could be.
No.
So that was fine. We did have the most incredible views.
Definitely.
Of fireworks. That was always really fun. I remember standing with the kids when they were little, looking out and watching them. That was always really good.
Our little house skyscraper has been knocked down now.
Yeah.
It's gone many years ago.
It absolutely has.
But yeah, quiz tangent.
yeah.
So what is the premise of this podcast?
So it's that feeling when it's over, it's over. So when Christmas is done and you just want to put everything away. So I know there'll be some people that will, like my parents actually, they keep up their Christmas decorations until the 12 days after Christmas. So that's the 6th of January. Everything has to be down and put away. That's the idea. And a lot of people do that. But then I know a lot of people also feel like once Christmas is done, let's put it all away, fresh start. And I must say, I feel like that every year.
I am very much like that.
Yeah.
I'm already done with the music. I'm done with the idea until next year.
Yeah, I think I love it so much leading up to Christmas. Like, I go hardcore. And then once it's done, it's kind of like, oh, it's done now. I just want to sort of move on.
You can have too much of a good thing, so it's nice to just freshen it.
Yeah, I like that. I think if I hadn't been so busy and so exhausted, I would have already put everything away. But it's just been such an absolutely mental week. So it might take me another couple of days to put everything away. But I've already started, you know, the bedding has changed and,
yep,
you know, all that kind of stuff. The soft furnishings that need a wash so that I can start putting it away. But yeah, it's just that feeling of wanting to go into the new year with everything being clean and clear and fresh. And, you know, I love it when it's all cozy and nice at Christmas. And I will kind of miss the twinkling lights of the Christmas tree. But it is always nice when you put it away and suddenly the room looks so much bigger.
Yep. Get all your space back.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I know a lot of other people feel like that. I know that there's some people I've seen on social media and stuff who literally Christmas evening are putting the tree down, which is a bit far. Who can be bothered with that?
Not yeah.
Or even Boxing Day, I think that's a bit.
Definitely Boxing Day, not, maybe. I can understand that. Because you've had the music, you've had the fun.
Yeah, but it's all good. It's still got a day, it's still got a name. You it can't does. Be putting it down when it has a Christmas name.
This maybe so.
Yeah, no.
But then you get to use all the fun things you got over that period.
You instead do. Of
thinking about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you should be more focused on playing with everything that you get, not hiding Christmas away. Also, there's always so much food left over.
There is.
There are boxes and boxes of food at my parents' house that haven't even been opened yet.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's insane. They always end up with so much more.
Make sure that you come back with some if they want to get rid of.
I will do. We still have a fair amount.
Okay.
Chocolates that haven't been opened, biscuits.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah, they can last through the year. Well, through the month.
Yeah, last a while.
Yeah, it's funny. You have a nice high and then you have a low because January is a terrible month.
Yeah, January's not fun.
There's often nothing good about it. It's also very
I feel long. Like we should all try and plan or book something to do in January just to look forward to.
Yeah, that could
work. Because it is so rubbish. I don't know what that might be. But everybody should just have something fun in the calendar ready.
Okay, I've decided what we're doing.
What are we doing?
We're going to go on a Sunday to Pizza Express. Not necessarily this Sunday, but a Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
That's what we're doing.
Maybe like middle towards the end of the month.
Yeah.
So we've kind of like got through a lot of it and then we can be like, oh, nearly done.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we're going to do.
That's a good idea. That sounds nice. We do podcast all really like.
Is our witness.
It will hold us to it.
Yeah. Because it is nice and it's not far and it's a good walk there and a good walk back.
We do all and like after you've eaten, a good pizza.
You need to walk it off. So.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right.
Here we go.
Plan.
Planned and booked.
So what else being over is a good thing? I mean, I agree with you. I don't listen to any music beyond this point. I feel like that ship has sailed and I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm now thinking about the year ahead and the things I want to achieve and the places I want to go.
Go on then, tell us the things you want to achieve. Pizza Express.
Well, I want to arrange my go away with my band, or one of the bands I play with, because Belgium seems to be off the cards this year due to...
Which is sad.
Conflicting, yeah, schedules and what have you. But we're probably going to convene at Alf's house. He's got 8 toilets. I think we'll be all right. Yeah, and he's got a... Like,
Doesn't he have a pool?
Yeah, he's got a pool.
There you go. It's a heated pool.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
So I think Martin and Jonah's going to meet up and join forces and come across the channel together.
That sounds amazing.
And I'll probably take the train from, I think Alf said it's direct from Paddington, so I can put my keyboard on my back, my suitcase, and go myself.
That sounds great.
I don't even need a stand because he's got one. So super I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We've got our holiday.
Yeah, we've got a big family holiday. My birthday!
Your birthday, yeah.
My 40th. Yeah, we're going away in the summer for that, aren't we? All together.
Yes.
So there's the 4 of us. My mum, my aunt, and my sister.
Yeah.
That's going to be really fun. We have a villa with a really big pool, so we can all enjoy that. Because that was something we missed out on in the cruise. We weren't able to get you and Jake into the pool. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have liked it.
No. There were
just too many people, too many kids. It just wouldn't have been your idea of a good time. So...
If we're still recording in the summer, which I hope we are, then you'll have another on-location podcast.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.
From Italia.
We can definitely... Yes, we're going to Italy.
Maybe we can record it outside, poolside.
Yeah.
And maybe for a change, I'll turn off the background noise cancelling so you can hear a bit of the wind.
Oh, no, see, I don't like that. Us. There's a podcast that I listen to and they record when they go on holiday and you can hear the planes and the noise and I find it really off-putting.
Well, we can actually dial in some, but not all of it.
Okay.
The software I'm using.
All right.
We have a choice.
Okay.
And we will see.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What else have we got planned for this year? Or do we want to
I can't remember if there's much else my side.
But things that you want to happen, maybe?
Okay, yeah. So I've got 20 more short tracks to work on to get to my self-assigned goal of 200. And,
so maybe that's an aim for this year, because we're not going to talk too much about New Year because we do have the previous episode, well, not previous to this, but last year's New Year episode where we talked about New Year goals and the New Year's resolutions. That's it. We don't like setting them.
Nah.
So that's not a thing for us. But if there was something you wanted to aim towards, because I feel like if you set a resolution and then you fail, you don't complete it or whatever, it can just make you feel really rubbish. So if you say it's my aim for this year...
Then it feels less...
It feels less daunting. And it's like, okay, well, I aimed to do it. I didn't quite reach it. That's not so bad. You know, I tried.
Yeah.
What would you say your aim would be to reach your 200 goal?
Yeah. I mean, I worked on 9 tracks in 2 weeks. I could do 20 tracks in 1 year.
I think so. Now you've kind of found your musical mojo again.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
And also, well, actually not to do with that, but you had a cat issue, didn't we? And I had a technical issue and you had a cat issue this week. So it would be nice to put that behind us.
Yeah, poor Luna. She's not very well at the moment.
No.
She is having urinary issues, which she has suffered with before and is... Not nice, costs lots of money, means lots of tests and things for her. So that is, yeah, something that I was really hoping that we wouldn't have any vet issues going into this year. But hey ho, it's what happens when you have pets, you know, you got to do what they need.
Pets have the vets.
Yeah, poor Luna. But she'll be okay.
Yeah. And for me, I had to deal with a device that I use, piece of music gear called an Ableton Move. It died. I switched it off. I powered it down the correct way and it would not power back up. And it seems that it corrupted the SD card that's inside. So with the help of Jake, we opened it up and I took the card out.
So clever like that, isn't
he? He's very clever. I gave it to him. I said, look, this is broken now. If you break it further, I'm not going to be too upset. He didn't. He's very careful. And he tapped me on the shoulder 2 hours later, handed me this micro SD card. It's like, oh my God, you got it. Cool. So I was able to swap it for another one, get the unit back up and running in 4 days because I just had to wait for to find a card in the house. I took one from something else. And we're back up and running, and it was very nice. But there was a bit of time when I was just feeling more sad, you see. But we're good now.
Yeah. Because you do use that a lot. I call it the tappy-tappy machine.
It is.
Yeah.
It sits behind my computer keyboard on a...
Alice is laughing at me. It's what's called. It's the tappy-tappy.
She does.
Oh, the tappy-tappy. Why is it... Apparently that's a millennial thing. Why?
Fair enough. I have no idea why.
Why is that millennial? Okay, fair enough. Just sounds like it, apparently. Well, I am a millennial. So I'm allowed to sound like
that's our generation, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So with this, I just sometimes come up with little ideas, and it's nice when I don't fancy using the big expensive keyboards and gear and stuff, because this is portable. I can sit on the sofa with it if I like, make an idea.
It has really cool colours.
Yeah.
Goes all different, changes all different colours. Sometimes it's all rainbow and crazy colours. It's fun. I like it.
And there was just a big gap on my desk when it wasn't there, and I just felt so sad. And we had issues with packages not being picked up. Not me, but Jake did. Mm-hmm. And that was sorted. And he's very, very happy now as well. So
rubbish Yodel.
Oh, I hate
if you're sending
them.
A package, guys, don't use Yodel.
Ever.
They're rubbish.
They're the worst. And I thought DPD was bad. Or
no, Yodel, the worst.
Was it DHL? One of them anyway.
DPD.
DPD, yeah. But no, Yodel takes the cake for being the worst.
They were the worst.
That I've ever come across.
Yeah. And actually, in the end, they didn't resolve any of it.
No, they didn't.
So they're even more useless. But it's fine. Jake got his packages sent away and... it's all good in the end. It just was quite stressful before Christmas trying to.
Oh, massively. And there were two just gigantic boxes in the room.
Yeah.
Where you're sitting, actually.
Yes. I can finally resume my space when we record.
Yeah, it's like, it's the way, it's really good, actually, because people that can't see the room, of course, which is everybody, you're kind of tucked into an almost like an alcove, aren't you? Just
the way
the room
is designed.
Of
where your desk is.
Yeah.
But that was taken up by packages.
It's a walkway, mostly, until it isn't.
Yeah, between the sofa and your desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's quite cool.
Yes.
So what do you want to achieve yourself?
I don't know if I would say achieve. I think my aim is to be a bit better about looking after myself. And I'm pretty sure that I said that last year. But
we shall have to revise and look back.
Yeah. I really need to work on that. I need to be better at making, you know, better food for myself and taking a bit more care of myself and remembering to do certain things, like take my vitamins. but yeah, it's just hard when I'm always really exhausted and I make nice food for you and the kids and stuff. And then when it comes to me, I'm just like, oh, can't be bothered. I'll just grab something quick and easy. But that's not doing me any favors.
I'm going to get Alice to like poke you until you do something good.
I know. It's just so difficult. Like I know that I need to eat protein because I don't obviously eat meat. And protein for vegetarians is, it's just like I have to make a whole other meal. It's just a bit more of a thing. And I just kind of, go with the easy option because I'm tired and things. But I need to sort of think about that a bit more, I think.
Right, so we've got to start a company.
How many times can I say think?
Start a company called Prototarian, and you make protein, nice things that taste good for vegetarians.
And that are good for you because you watched that TV show, didn't you, about the protein bars and how bad they are?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I sent that to you. It was a Channel 4 documentary.
It was. So that's like I did used to eat, not actually the ones that they talked about, funnily, but, you know, there are other protein bars and stuff that I try to.
They are not good.
No, but then it's really difficult, you know, getting protein. You can't just take a vitamin supplement for protein.
No.
You can take supplements for everything else. But other than, drinking a protein shake, which I'm not sure how good that is either. I don't know. It's hard. So, but yeah, that's my aim, is to think about my health in that respect a bit more.
There are lots of very clever people that listen to us. So maybe some of them are vegetarians and have gone through or are going through the same things you're going through. So if you have any thoughts on this,
please suggest.
Let us know in the comments.
Because it's not that I don't know what I need to eat. I know the foods I need to eat. It's just they take a bit longer. And or, you know, when I've already done meals for you and the kids and stuff, I'm then like, ugh. So it kind of, I either need to batch cook something.
I was about to say
then
that.
I've got
pull an Ed,
multiples.
You know,
yeah.
Freeze stuff.
Yeah, that's what I really need to do. It's just actually making myself do it.
I think on a day where all you've got to do is walk the dog and do no
That's the day that I need to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Because then you'd be set for a week.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for 3-4 days or something.
Yeah.
That could really help.
I think I need to do that.
And actually, it could be even longer if you cooked a lot of it and ate some of it and put it back.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So yeah, this is a possibility, I think, for you, because you can't not eat well, because if you don't eat well, we don't eat well.
Well, you always do. That's the problem. I make all these nice meals for you guys. And then by the time it gets to me, I'm like, ugh, you know, just have jacket potato and salad again, which is fine, but it's no protein there. That's
the
thing.
To be honest, I could think of very few things worse.
Well, you don't eat salad and you don't really like jacket potatoes.
I do not.
So, you know.
I don't even like jackets.
Oh, dear. But yeah, that's my aim for this year.
Good.
So there we go.
Podcast listeners, keep her on the straight and narrow.
Oh, actually.
Yes.
That also kind of makes me think about our sort of podcast aim for this year.
Yeah.
We've talked about doing some more like planning ahead, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
So we did want to ask people, please, please, if you have any ideas, not that we don't have ideas. We're not saying, oh, we're running out of ideas. We don't know what to do. But just if you have anything that we can build on that you might be interested in, if there are any stories, any things that have happened to you or someone you know, like anything that you think.
Oh, definitely.
We could talk
listener
about
submitted stories are great.
Anything. Or a topic that you think, oh, let's see what they think, if you care what we think about it. You might not. But yeah, anything at all, then please do let us know.
Give us a shout.
And we will try and incorporate that as well.
Yes, because we want to hear what you have to say. You are our listeners and you matter.
That's it. We want to keep you listening. So we want to make sure that you're interested in what we're talking about. So
definitely,
you know, or say we liked it when you talked about this or.
I was thinking actually some of the episodes that generated a lot of comments were like the smacking episode and the first couple, because people didn't know what we were about then, how we met, stuff like that. Not to say that subsequent ones haven't. But those are some that kind of stood out.
Yeah,
they're
a bit. I think also people sometimes like more sort of personal ones, don't they?
Yeah,
so
definitely.
So if there are questions or things about us or us as a couple or any of that,
we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we were talking about this as well, of being less worried about the algorithm,
giving opinions.
Yeah. Right? Because you didn't listen to us to just be sanitized.
No.
So maybe we'll be less sanitary.
There you go.
So, all right then.
Story time?
Yeah, story time.
Strange news.
Yes.
Okay. So this story is about a hapless fly tipper who was caught fly tipping after leaving a trail of paint in a car park.
Well, that's really obvious.
So this guy in his white van drove into the car park and left a can of paint and some other things. Must have still had some paint in his van or something, because he left a huge white paint stain that followed him all the way home back to his own house.
Nice one.
So Wiltshire Council were able to, on the CCTV footage, follow this, track it down, where they were able to then send the council's environmental enforcement team. And he was questioned, and obviously he had to admit it, because...
He did it.
I mean, he's literally...
Painted himself into a corner.
Trail. Exactly.
Caught white-handed.
So, yeah.
I don't know, whatever colour
the
paint
was. So he was then fined for fly tipping, which is very much illegal.
I wonder how much you get fined for that.
I think it depends on maybe what and how much you fly tip. I don't actually know. Oh, you can face a £1,000 fixed penalty notice or an unlimited fine in court. So I guess it depends on whether it goes to court or not.
You don't want to do that.
No. Still, £1,000 for dumping a couple of cans of paint, that's a lot of money.
It is.
Yeah, when you could just take it to the dump.
Like a normal
person. Recycling centre. Yeah, not leaving it in a car park.
Which, why would you do that anyway?
I don't know. People are stupid.
Apparently. So there you go.
Yeah.
When it's over, it's over. A bit like this episode.
Yes.
So if you're over. Yeah, exactly. If you're hearing us for the first time, thank you for listening. And if you're not hearing us for the first time, thank you for listening previously. Hopefully you'll stick with us as well this year. We've got all sorts of fun things happening eventually. So, you know, until next time.
Bye.
Hello and welcome to Strungecast episode... Wait, I just lost my train of thought. I know.
It's my job.